In the second quarter, Ulysses with the ball down 6-0. They would make this drive, a long one that started at their own 9 late in the first quarter, and they would march it down the field. They took advantage of a couple of 15-yard penalties against Scott City. Would continue to march it down. They would get down to around the 20-yard line, facing a 4th and 6. They tried to fool Scott City, but the Beavers were not fooled as the defense makes their first big stand of the game.
4th and 6 at the 21 for Ulysses. Play resumes with 8:20 to go first half. It'll be a draw play up the middle. Scott City stuffs it right away for Jesse Rosales. J.P. Harris, who's inserted in the game for Stevens. Gabe Bowers make the stop. It's a loss of 2 to the 23 and a turnover on downs.
That was a big stop for the Scott City defense, who had been on the field for 14 plays and nearly 6 minutes of the first half there. They led 6-0 with 8:17 to go second quarter. They would go 5 plays and then punt. Ulysses would punt as well on a 3-and-out. Scott City would punt on a 3-and-out. Ulysses would take advantage of short field. They would start their series right before halftime, right at the Scott City 49 after burning a timeout. They would get it into the red zone for the first time, and the Scott City defense held up yet once again late in the first half.
37.4 here in the first half. 4th and 7 from the 16 for Ulysses. Shotgun set up, 4 receivers set 3 left. Good snap to Ben Scott. Going for the home run. Ball in the end zone. Pass going to be intercepted in the... That's going to be a touchback. Isaac Tarango makes the pick in the near pylon, and that's going to be a touchback, so Scott City will snap it at their own 20.
A big interception that time by Isaac Tarango as he fell kind of inside the pylon after he got the pick for a touchback, so the Beavers would have a 1st and 10 at their own 20, and that was a big stop for the Scott City defense. Ulysses had a lot of the momentum after picking up that unusual bobbled snap and then running it left for the first down late in the first quarter. They had a lot of the momentum, and Scott City's offense was kind of stuffed throughout that second quarter, but Scott City still maintained a 6-0 lead going in the locker room. Both teams riddled with penalties in the first half. There were a lot of flags. They did a much better job of cleaning that up in the second half here. But we'll have more of your highlights coming up here. Third quarter segment coming up next here on WesternKansasNews.com.